time to start talking.
Bob, what do we talk about?
What do we even talk about? Who cares?
Ladies and gentlemen!
I like what it says. What are we going to talk about? Well, I know yesterday it was all over the feeds, but again, congratulations to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. They are officially married, so congratulations on that, and it's going to be an amazing...
They're married?
I'm sorry. Engaged. Engaged.
I apologize. Holy smokes, you blew me.
I'm sorry.
What?
There you go.
Engaged? Yes.
Well, I did see that they've actually, according to Travis Kelce's dad, they've actually been engaged for a couple weeks, and they just now broke the news. So it was one of those things where it was like everybody's freaking out, and then we discovered.
I think it's fantastic.
Absolutely. Great for them. I mean, it's going to be great.
It's about time.
I have a friend who's just totally into Taylor, and she thinks it's going to be like a royal wedding. That's her big, like, because remember.
That's what they're calling it, the American royal wedding.
So for me, the only real wedding that I recall being televised on TV was Prince Charles.
Charles and Diana.
And that was it. Mm-hmm. As a kid, that was the one. That I recall, it was like 1980, 1981. I was, 11 years old, and they were shut. It was on every network. Yeah. It was on every network.
Well, and then when William and Kate got married, I had to...
Did you watch any of that? I didn't watch...
I had to, for a radio station I was working at in California. It was, for whatever reason, we had to do a big deal over it.
Required watching. I did see, the last time I think I watched a televised thing like that was the passing of Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
I did see that, but for me, distinctly at 11 years old, seeing Prince Charles and Lady Di and all that was the big deal. So I'm going to give it to you, Travis and Taylor. You guys have a great time. And I love the fact that people have made up mock invitations for themselves. And it's funny, they put the date as the Super Bowl. So
in case
the Chiefs don't make it, we're going to a wedding. So anyway, congratulations. All right, let's get your day started. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems on the way. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
KORD got Rick, you got Patty. Right now about 72 degrees, and it says hot days ahead for us. It looks like 95 for Saturday, 92 for Sunday, Friday 94, and tomorrow 91. Today, though, getting a little reprieve, about 85. So get a little reprieve there, Patty.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's better than the triple digit stuff.
No, we'll be back in the 90s. Yeah, back in the 90s for Labor Day. So just letting you know that. No heat advisory in effect today. It's just going to be about 85 degrees. So right now for you, though, it's 72. Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go.
What's up?
With Labor Day around the corner, I thought, great American pastimes. Do you like baseball or football? What's your fave?
I like football.
Okay.
But I like baseball as well.
All right.
Although, I have to be honest, I've never been to a Mariners game.
What? Never been
I've
to a Mariners
game? Never been to a Seattle Mariners game.
It's fun. I've seen them multiple times years ago. My son, it was so funny when he was 4 years old, I took him to a Mariners game. This is back when Randy Johnson was on the team. And Ken Griffey Jr. And the funny thing was, we're in the King Dome, which is like big concrete before it became the opened stadiums that they are. And the only time he got excited, number one, I filled him full of junk food. But the only time he got excited, he was 4 years old, was when they hit a home run and there was fireworks. And that was it. And so you had long stretches where nobody...
You had to wait for a home run to get the kids excited.
And he got restless. He was 4 or 5. He got restless. Man. He's like, where's the lights, Daddy? I'm like, I get you, son. These guys are not going to hit a home run. My buddy Todd Lyons is like the biggest Mariners fan. So you got to...
Wow. I'm old school. Minnesota Twins, man.
Oh, there you
Minnesota
go.
Minnesota Twins.
I just know that. I only know that from the Major
Kirby
League...
Kirby Puckett.
I know it from the Major League movies. Because one of the movies was based in. Oh, you're gonna get called up to the majors, Minnesota Twins.
From the farm team, the farm club.
Me being from here, it's got to be the Mariners. For me though, it will always be my love. My first love is football. I loved it ever since I was a little kid. So I'm a big football fan. But
and who's
not
your team.
But
come on.
America's team, baby. America's team, baby. Dallas Cowboys. Because ever since 19, I always tell people. Anybody who saw the Cowboys in the late 70s, Tom Landry, 1978, 1979.
That guy
was amazing. Yeah, the coach was awesome.
Impeccably dressed.
Yeah, with the fedora and all that. Yeah, yeah. You did you, Tom Landry.
Suave.
So, I do get harassed, but that's a childhood thing. So it's you know you pick your team and your favorite
Most
team.
Most everybody.
You're the Packs, right? You're the Go Pack Go.
Only because of Brett Favre back in the day.
Back in
but
the day.
Then I mean. How can you go wrong with Rodgers?
He's over at the Steelers now. Yeah, he's going to be, this will be interesting. So we'll see how he does. Is he at the Steelers? I just saw the listing. They just posted all the teams. If I mess that up, let me know. So great American pastimes, baseball or football. We're going, you think we're more football than baseball here?
I don't know.
I like them both. I like them both, but I'd prefer to see a football game. Chime in. We're going to share some comments. That's our Facebook fun. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Singles you up, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Right now about 75 degrees for you. And let's dive right into these Nashville headlines.
More performers are being announced for this year's MTV VMAs. We've got Jelly Roll, Doja Cat, Tate McRae, Post Malone, all being added to the lineup. They join previously announced artists like Sabrina Carpenter, Ricky Martin, and Busta Rhymes. Lady Gaga is the most nominated artist this year, followed by Bruno Mars and Kendrick Lamar. Just so you know, the MTV Video Music Awards are going to be held September 7th in New York. So Morgan Wallen now facing a fine after his headlining set in Massachusetts on Friday. Exceeded curfew at the Gillette Stadium by about 15 minutes. According to the Boston Herald, the town of Foxborough set a curfew for 11:30 p.m. with Morgan's final song didn't get underway till 11:44. He's being fined 25 cents per attendee. That comes out to more than a $15,000 fine. Just Jared says that Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, they're going to be producing a new Wizard of Oz series. It's titled Dorothy, focusing on modern challenges facing young adults. And finally, of course, we have to mention Taylor and Travis are getting married. The New York Post says that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. After 2 years of dating, they announced the engagement with stunning photos on Instagram. A source tells the newspaper, Scott has given his blessing for the proposal. Swift posted, your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married.
Aw. There you go.
I don't know.
Big news. I mean, my feed yesterday and socials were flooded with that. That was all I saw. And I had a friend who's a big Swiftie. She's like, I can't wait to see the dress. Can't wait to see the dress.
I think it's amazing. I don't know how people can be so cruel at times. You know,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that's social media for you.
It is what it is. I'm excited. Those are your trending headlines.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Uzi, good news. 648, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. 75 degrees, cloudy skies for you. A little muggy, a little humid for you.
Yeah, it is.
Today's high should be about 85. Always great to be with you on the KORD mobile app. And coming up here, another edition of Other People's Problems. We've got an only child, and she's concerned because her dad's going to remarry, and there's a bunch of other kids, and he's going to split the inheritance among all these kids. And so she's a little upset about it. So we'll talk about it here in just 10 minutes. So that's coming up in Other People's Problems. Before we get to that, though, if you got the KORD mobile app, a lot going on in the app. So you've got Cole Swindell tickets. You've got Eric Church tickets up there. You got the Visa gift card. Kids are back in school today. At least most of them are back in school. That gift card's up there for you. And also a bunch of great articles. I was kind of looking at this, and I saw ding-dongs. What?
There's a big recall. Nationwide recall of Hostess ding-dongs.
I love me some ding-dongs. So,
I know.
But not you might
make sure you don't have these lot numbers.
That's right. Check the lot numbers. We got the listing for you right there on the station mobile app. Also, TSA. You know, the nice thing about TSA is they did away with the shoe thing. So the nice thing is when you go...
You don't take your shoes off anymore?
Don't take your shoes off anymore. But they've added a couple carry-on restrictions and basically hair products. So like...
Your hairspray?
A hair dryer, that mechanical... Things that are mechanical.
Oh, you can't have a hair dryer?
Yeah.
Blow dryer?
Different things like that on your carry-on. Okay. So especially if it has butane in it and stuff. So,
oh.
Yeah, different things like that. So, yeah. So those things are getting banned, and you can check out the listing that we got for you. It's mainly hair stuff, and it means basically you, Patty. So I'm just throwing it out there, too. dudes, we just go. We put a cap on. We put a ball cap on. We don't even...
I know the rules when I fly. I'm not holding up the line.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Oh, yeah. People hate that.
And they go through your bag anyway. Like, every time I get to my hotel, I look, you know, open it. Oh, we've checked your bag.
They leave a little note inside.
They do.
They leave a little note inside. And if you're heading over to the ferries over there on the west side, there is a brand new pit policy, too. So
there is.
A lot going on the station mobile app. All that content, it's up there for you. And Thomas Rhett's having a baby. Well, the wife's having a baby. See, those news and items.
I watched that yesterday on X.
It's sweet. It's adorable. And again, it's amazing. So Thomas Rhett, congratulations on that. Those articles and more up there now on the station mobile app.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
He's coming back to American Idol with Carrie Underwood, Lionel Richie. If you had any doubt who's going to be on American Idol, I know that was that big buzz about Carrie not going to be on there. And no, she's going to be on there.
They're making her out to be like such a diva.
I know, and
that's
she's
just not.
Not
the case.
I know. She's not Katy Perry, okay? She is Carrie Underwood.
Ooh,
so.
Look at you.
Rick. Throwing the shade. 75 degrees for you right now. All right. Other People's Problem this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. What is going on this morning? Other People's
Rick
Problem.
And Patty.
Yeah.
I'm an only child, and my mom passed away 5 years ago. So Dad's 77, and he's met somebody new. They're getting married in a few months, and I thought it was great. She's 75. She's a sweet old lady. So I'm really happy for Dad and his relationship. But now here's the problem. He's asked for my blessing. I'm not giving it. Dad believes marriage is a 50-50 partnership. You have to be all in. Well, she's got 6 kids from her previous marriage, and Dad has told me that his estate is going to be divided equally because that's how it should be done. It's all in. Well, this is going to cost me a fortune. I've been counting on and planning for this. I told Dad I approve of the relationship, but not of the marriage. I'm the only beneficiary. I won't have my inheritance diluted. I am his only child, so why would he do this to me? Now, he's sad, but his decision is final and not negotiable. I'm crushed. I'm not going to the wedding. Am I out of line on this? It just doesn't seem fair to me. How can he be so cruel and selfish, Crystal in West Richmond?
Wow. I like what the... It doesn't seem fair. What?
It's my inheritance.
People are crazy.
I don't know.
When it comes to money, I will tell you, having gone through these, you know, before, when I really believe that when people have nothing, nobody's going to fight over nothing, and people still fight over nothing. People still like, mine. I'm like, wow. Crystal, I think your behavior is horrific. My son gave me a call a while back, and we had a frank conversation. So I am married to my second wife, Megan, and we were in the discussion. He is an only child, right? I do have my stepson. I have my stepson, and then I have Logan. Now, his mom remarried a guy named Marty. And she has no other kids. So he is the only beneficiary of my mom.
Of his mom. Of your ex.
So we were talking about the situation and I said, hey, I don't have much. I really don't. I said, but I'm going to leave you something. And, he goes, yeah, he goes, I was talking to mom the other day and she said she's going to sell the house because Marty has no kids and she has no kids except for Logan. So he is the beneficiary, right? And he was upset that she was going to sell the house and move to Arizona. And I, you know what I told my son? I said, she can do whatever she wants. And he goes, what? Well, where am I going to live?
Wow.
He doesn't live there now.
No, so but he's counting on that.
He is. And I said, no, you don't. I said, if she wants to take and sell that house.
Am I going to live?
Yeah, basically. He's like, he wasn't like Chris where it's owed or any of that, but he was like, well, you know.
Where is the sense of entitlement? Where does that come from?
I don't know, I think I had a friend and I thought it was the most disgusting thing I ever heard when he was talking about, he had married, and this was his second wife, he's now onto his third wife, but he had married this woman and he was like, oh, well, when her grandmother passes away, we're going to be so wealthy. I went, what? You're waiting for Gammy to pass away? That's just... And when I hear stories like that, it's disgusting. I don't know about you, Patty, but when I hear stuff like that, it literally is disgusting.
I don't know. I mean, like, I look around and I have friends who... whose parents have passed on, right, and left their children, right? Like, I have a friend, she lives on some island, right? She's mm-hmm. watching orcas sure. every day. Sure. She loves it. I mean, I would never be able to live in a home like that. And, you know, and that's great.
I've seen on social media where the wealthy, like Warren Buffett or whatever, is leaving like 99.9% and not leaving anything for the kids. And I see people, like you said, entitled people in there going,
well, that's mine.
Why would he do that? You know, the family deserves that money. Or blah, blah.
I think it's great if whatever you can leave to charity or those less fortunate.
Absolutely.
I don't know. And don't get me wrong. My friend is very grateful and, you know, and blessed and appreciative of her inheritance. But not everybody gets that. Not everybody has that.
But like you said, Crystal here has got... Okay,
yeah, I know, right?
Toss it out to you guys. 547 KORV.
Your dad can do whatever he wants with his money.
As I told my son, I said, yeah, you know, because he even said, well, Megan's getting the house. I said, well, probably. I mean, I am married to her. I mean, it is her house.
Wow.
And then his mom does have a house. And I remember saying, and he's like, well, what am I going to have? I'm like, well... You're going to have something, I'm sure, but, you know, but she's, I mean, if I go spend my inheritance on a worldwide cruise, so be it. So be it.
You can do whatever you want with money,
Thank
Daddy.
You. I don't have, but people.
Yeah, I don't know where people come.
People get off on that, but like you said, when you, all these things. All right, Crystal, do our best to solve it for you. I don't know if you're going to be getting, I don't think you're getting anything favorable today, but we're going to do our best. 547 KORD, app chat us. What do you think, Crystal, wrong or right on this particular situation? And if you agree with Crystal, get in there.
Let us know.
Is she right?
Is she right on this?
Or is she wrong? We're going to share your comments coming up. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Your morning commute, kids going back to school. Shout out to the kids. I know it's kind of a short week because of Labor Day, but shout out to the kids heading back. Loving my Facebook feed because I'm seeing all they're all dudded up in their new clothes. And all
school buses are on the road.
School buses are on the road. And if you're listening on the bus this morning, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 7:24, rain going to happen here in a little bit. Maybe it's even little sprinkles right now for you. Just giving you a heads up on that. 75 degrees for you. So we were talking about Crystal and other people's problems, and she's upset because dad's going to get remarried. He's 77. And the new wife is going to be 75, and he's a 50-50 kind of guy. So she's got kids that she's bringing into the relationship, and he made a new will saying, hey, I'm going to split it up. I'm going to split it up all equal between you.
She's got six kids.
Right, and she's the sole beneficiary of her father's will, so she's a little upset about it. So we take calls, 547-KORD. You can app chat us on what you think about it. We're kind of a little, you know, I guess we're kind of torn a little bit in the studio.
Well, the new wife to be has six kids from a previous relationship. Right. So Crystal's like, wait a minute, Dad, that's mine.
So we've been taking your calls, and Monty, tell us what you think she should do.
Well, I don't think it's, he's 77 and he's old enough that what happened, like maybe her other husband had an inheritance.
Okay.
She left the money to them and those her kids are going to get the inheritance from their father.
Yeah, maybe.
And now they're going to get also a chunk of this guy's inheritance. Mm-hmm. So it's just, to me, I think that it shouldn't be split up that way. Maybe if they had met when they were like 50.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
You know, a little bit younger and spent 20 or 30 years together, then I could see something like that. But they're old enough to where they may not, maybe they're less than 10 years.
All right. There you go. You're making some great points this morning, Monty, on that, saying that there might be a different way to do it. This is a sticky situation. Now that we dig deeper into it.
I mean, what if my mom, before she passed away, you know, married some dude and had kids.
And she
decided she was going to leave her stuff to...
Because she left you guys a little something. You have two brothers and you.
Yeah.
And she did pass away recently. Yeah. And she left each of you something.
I mean, I had no idea.
Right.
I had no, again... Very appreciative,
right? But like you said,
I might have got. What is she doing? She's not in her right mind. What do you mean she left all her? You know,
I know that when my foster mom had married for a third time when she was in like her late 70s or whatever, mm-hmm. and I remember my foster family talking about that the new husband's kids thought that they were going to get part of something. No, they did. And what? They just... And my foster mom is married with my foster dad. I mean...
That's why I think, you know, the less you know, the better.
Yeah. There you go.
That's how I feel.
All right. All right. It is a sticky situation. So maybe Crystal's not as greedy as... Because I took it as, man, what a greedy B word. Now I'm looking up, well, maybe she isn't. Maybe she's got a point. So, Monty, you had a good point there. All right, more calls on the way. We're curious. Keep it coming, guys. What would you do in the situation? We want to know, Rick and Patty, K-O-R-D.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 102.7 K-O-R-D.
Country, it's 102.7 K-O-R-D. Well, Patty, I'm looking over you from across the room here, and I know that you got a bunch of tickets to give away.
We have a lot of tickets to the Walla Walla Fairgrounds for the PRCA Rodeo that's going on this week.
Super excited about it. So what do you got here?
So we've got some tickets for Friday night. We've got a pair for Friday night, but we've got three pairs for Sunday.
All right. So 547 KORD 547-5673. So let's say Friday. Let's do Friday right now.
Who wants to go to the rodeo?
Yeah, right. Yep, exactly. So hang on. We'll grab this first caller. Good morning, KORD. You want to go to the rodeo on Friday in Walla Walla?
Sure, Rick.
All right. All right. Hang on a second here. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Now we'll take it. No, we're going to be crazy. We'll take now for Saturday, right?
Yeah. The next three callers. For Sunday.
Oh, for Sunday.
These are for Sunday.
These are for Sunday because these are all day specific. All right. Sunday is next. So 547 KORD. After our first caller, the next three are going to get hooked up with Sunday tickets to the rodeo.
On.
There you go. Blow them out the doors. It's a fire sale.
We got them to give. Why not?
102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
One for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Light rain for you, 72 degrees. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Well, this was the biggest news yesterday, and if we walk by it and don't mention it, they're going to go, hey, Rick and Patty aren't dialed in to today's lifestyle. So anyway.
You better mention it.
So you already know what I'm going to talk about, don't you?
Taylor Swift.
There you go. And
Travis Kelce.
They are engaged. Congratulations.
According to Rick, though, they're already married.
I would not be shocked.
I was like, what?
I will say that when she made the announcement of her new album on the podcast with Travis and his brother. You could see they were in love. I was like, man, you could just...
Isn't it Jason?
Yeah, Jason. Yeah. Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce. They got the big podcast.
Yeah.
But you could just see they were making googly eyes at each other. And I'm like, oh, geez. They are thick in love. Thick in love. So I know there's been so many online reactions about it. I have a friend who's like a huge Swiftie fan. And she's actually met Taylor multiple times backstage at concerts and stuff. She's wonderful. Taylor's wonderful. Now, I joke about this. I've had one encounter with Taylor Swift. And to me, I
you had an encounter?
Yes. And the funny thing is, I never say that I met Taylor Swift, even though I was right next to Taylor Swift. So what happened was I was in Nashville at a convention and she came out and my buddy Donna knows Taylor. And she called Taylor Swift over and she goes, hey, Taylor, come on over. So they chit-chatted for a second or two, right?
Did she not introduce you?
She did not introduce me. So so I stood there while she's talking to Taylor Swift. I didn't go, hi, I'm Rick. You know, I didn't do that. But it was funny.
I can't imagine.
So, no, I did not. So I laughed to this day because people are like, oh, have you never met Taylor Swift? Well, I mean, I was next to her.
Sort of
next to her.
We made eye contact.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She definitely, she knew I was there, but it's funny that, but because we were never officially introduced, I don't take credit and say, oh, yes,
I've never even been to Nashville.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Great place. The rhyme and all that. Yeah. I've been multiple, as you know, multiple times.
Not.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So anyway, my friend has met her on multiple occasions going backstage doing the concert thing. So what's your reaction to Taylor and Travis getting engaged? We'll take some calls. I'm so happy.
I'm excited.
I'm glad. And she's older than what? She's 35, okay?
It's not I remember like she's when she had her first hit. She was, you know, she was a kid.
She was a kid. Yeah. So, I mean, 35, this is a good age to, you know, get hitched and do the thing. And just to say, and they are googly in love. I mean, it's almost sickly in love when you see them on this podcast. So, making eyes at each other.
It's beautiful.
So, if you're a Swiftie fan or if you're just happy for the happy couple, what do you think about it?
Oh, my gosh. I saw it like 5 minutes after she posted it.
Yeah.
And I literally started ugly crying. I was so happy. I started messaging everybody. I messaged my sister. I messaged my group chat. I messaged my friend Will. Like, I messaged so many people. My friend Gracie. Anybody that I knew that would care, I messaged them.
Oh, my gosh. See, some people love Taylor Swift. They're in. They're all in on this.
I have a friend who works in our industry, and she posted Mark Safe from caring about. Really?
Right, Mark Safe.
I don't understand that.
Well, don't take away their happiness. I have a bunch of friends who just want to see the dress now. Like, well, where's the dress?
Yeah.
I want to see the dress and all that. So we'll get some more calls going here. You know, what do you think about this? I think it's to each their own. It's going to be an amazing. I'm more curious about, is it going to be an elaborate wedding or just a small
get together? I
bet it's gonna
be a big deal.
You think it is? Uh-huh. You think it's gonna be the Prince Charles and the Lady Di thing?
I don't.
Is it gonna be televised? All these different things?
I don't think it's gonna be televised. All right. But I think it's gonna be a huge bash.
All right. We'll take some more calls on the way. Tell us what you think about this Taylor and Travis thing. They're getting hitched, people. They're getting hitched. 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Miles on at number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD at 8:07. You got Rick, you got Patty. Right now about 73 degrees for you. It's official. Taylor and Travis getting engaged. We're super excited about it, but taking your calls yay or nay on this. What do you think, Lori?
I'm happy for them. I'm not a huge, crazy fan, like, I'm not a Swiftie by any stretch. I like her music, but I'm not a Swiftie. But you know what? People need to get over it. Because they're famous doesn't mean that they can't get married or people can't be happy. Who would really do that? Who would be mean about somebody announcing a wedding announcement?
Good point.
I don't get it. So people should be happy that somebody's in love and wants to further themselves and everything. So I think people are crazy. I wouldn't go out and text 5,000 of my friends, but I just think there's nothing wrong with it.
I love that. I did have friends that did that. It was kind of funny. I'm like, wow, really? They're into it. But I'm happy for both of them. I'm glad they found love.
I am ecstatic for all my friends who are Swifties.
Yeah.
Right? Because yesterday was like...
It was Christmas.
Yes,
yeah, the dedication, you know, the dedication's crazy. So, we would be amiss if we did not mention it. So, again, congratulations to the happy couple. And where's our invites? That's what I really want
right?
to know. All right, Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Rosetta Stone, 814, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Love when we get special guests in the studio. We got her. We got Amanda from Pop. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
What are these guys doing here?
I love it.
They are hanging out. They went for the walk. They had breakfast, and now they're ready to come in and be radio stars.
I love this. Wet Nose Wednesday, and we got a couple of dogs that you've been trying to adopt out for a while, and they are just delightful. But I think the little kicker is they are a bonded pair.
They are a bonded pair. They love each other, and they get along great. My husband and I have a 14-year-old kind of grumpy chihuahua mix, and they get along great with him, but they don't want to be away from each other. And everybody looks at Dennis and falls in love with his little underbite, and then they get discouraged because Wilson has to go too, but they're both so sweet.
They are.
So tell us their story, how you guys came, at Pet Over Population Prevention, how did you guys come across these two?
So they were found over behind, kind of behind the old Costco, near Sunset View Elementary. And we don't know if they were dumped by the same home or if they found each other on the run. It's hard to say. But they were found together, mm-hmm. and they were in a foster home, and then they came to be fostered by my husband and me, and they're easy dogs. The one thing about them, though, especially in the beginning when they're getting used to you, is they really need a secure fence.
Yeah, these guys are escape artists.
They're escape artists.
Yeah, they got out of our fence twice, but we've got that figured out, and they haven't escaped since.
So when they do escape, are they found together?
Oh yeah, yeah, and they did not go far. they were right by our house, but we live on a busy road, so it's scared us.
Over there in Pasco, exactly. Yeah. I would have been scared. Yeah. I would have been scared too. That's Patty's been here when I'm doing the show, and my wife will call and say, the dogs are out.
Just gotta go.
And I, you know, I got my three. Because that, like you said, the minute they get in the road or something or anything like that, so it's like I actually leave the show to go rescue the dogs, and we laugh about it later, but it's like, oh, the dogs are out. You know,
so it's a scary feeling. I hate that feeling.
It is. Well, Dennis and Wilson are available for pet overpopulation prevention. Petfinder.com has got them up there.
Yes.
And or if you want to...
What if somebody wants them?
You can foster to adopt, too. So it's not just you have to meet them and immediately adopt them, right?
Right. So, yeah, we would love to do foster to adopt with them because you'll just see that you'll fall in love with them.
Yeah, they're so cute.
That is definitely an option. Definitely an option.
They are very friendly. They're already they're just roaming around the studio right now. So adorable. Patty's doing a little Facebook with them. And again, they're available for adoption. And you'll even cut a deal in terms of their adoption fees. And they've been spayed. They've been neutered. All the vet has checked them out. All that good stuff, huh?
Yeah, they're in good shape, ready to go.
And how old do you think they...
Thank you for asking, Rick, because that's another thing. People think that Wilson is older than he is because he has a little white around his muzzle. But the guess is they're somewhere between like 2 and 4,
okay,
both of them. So they're not old.
All right. So they're available. How can they get a hold of these two yahoos, get them to a good home there, Amanda?
You know what? I'll give my cell phone number. You can text me because I would love, you know, everybody says, why don't you keep them? Well, because I want to help another dog that needs me. So no, they're not staying at La Casa de la Riviera. But anyway, 509-539-4326.
All right, or poptricities.org. Petfinder.com's got it for you as well. And again, we're looking for these two are so cute, and we love them a lot. So good luck to Dennis and Wilson. And if you want to adopt these great dogs, let us know. And we'll do 7KORD. Other people's problems. Going to tie this one off this morning. We got a situation going on with an inheritance. What is going on in this situation?
It's really mixed. So Crystal is an only child. She says, my mom passed away 5 years ago. Dad, 77. And he's met somebody and they're getting married in a few months. I thought it was great. She's 75. She's a sweet old lady. Truly happy for Dad and his relationship. Now, here's the problem. He asked for my blessing, but I'm not giving it. Dad believes marriage is a 50-50 partnership and you got to be all in. Well, she's got 6 kids from her previous marriage. And Dad has told me that his estate will be divided equally because, well, that's how it is. That's all in. Well, this is going to cost me a fortune. I've been counting on this and planning for it. I told Dad I approve of your relationship, but not the marriage. I'm the only beneficiary. I'm not going to have my inheritance diluted. I am his only child. Why would he do this to me? Now, he's really sad. He said his decision is final and not negotiable. I'm crushed. I'm not going to the wedding. Am I out of line? Just doesn't seem fair. How can he be so cruel and selfish? Crystal in West Richland.
And a lot of comments on Facebook. People are chiming in. We even had phone calls on this one this morning. Get us kicked off. What are people saying?
Well, right from the top, Laura says, who's being selfish? It's his to do with as he sees fit. Never count your chickens before they're hatched.
Lindsay says, she's allowed to be upset. Is she being a little overdramatic? Yes, but if the inheritance was originally hers and now is being divided between 7 people, she has the right to be upset. Yes, it's his money, but he's also putting his new marriage over his only daughter, and that's from Lindsay.
Delavan asks my question, was it all his decision to split it up like that, or was there an influence? And then Kevin says, give him your blessing. Let him live out the rest of his life happily. I can only imagine how hard it must be for you to have mom replaced, but it does sound like it's for the wrong reason. What's his is his. He may opt to disperse it however he wishes. If you're counting on your parents to kick the buckets just so you can finance your future, you might need this lesson.
Yeah, Jessica says, wow, that's a shock to the system for sure. Okay, time to regroup. First off, I think your dad is an amazing guy. What a giving heart he has. Second, give it some time to settle in. I bet he'll be more happy that he's got someone that you'd be if you got all the inheritance. I know inheritance isn't supposed to be expected, but living your whole life as an only child, you never really think about it. You just kind of assume, of course, it's all yours, the good or the bad. But now your dad has an opportunity to grow his family, and I bet you'll be thrilled to have them as soon as the shock wears off. And that's from Jessica.
Just right below that, Corey says, wow, it's his money, not yours. However, and whatever he wants to do with it is his choice. You have absolutely zero right to it. This is mind-blowing. You are counting on it? You are 100% out of line.
Alan says, wow. Yeah, Alan says it's all your dad to do with as he decides. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Hoping you never have to lose your spouse. You have no idea how lonely it can be. Be thankful that he has joy in his life. And that's from Alan.
Sarah says, you're putting money over your relationship with your father. You don't know how much time you have left. Why would you waste that over any amount of money?
I like what Whitney says. The death of a parent isn't always a way to make money. You and I have talked about this on the show. It's amazing how many people wait for their parents to pass away, you know?
Maureen says, I'd be pissed. Levi says, you're a POS. Yep. I'd cut you out of everything if I were your father.
Kara says, you're selfish, small. If you let money come between you like that, you don't deserve anything at all, much less a diluted amount. And that's from Kara. So, yeah.
Kelly says, no, ma'am. You sound like an entitled brat. Not cute.
Yeah, boy. Barbie, it's not your money, you gold digger. Your dad needs to disinherit you. Fair to you? Grow up.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
You were the only, you know, his only child.
Sure.
But.
And we've even had some calls this morning saying that maybe there's a compromise in this particular situation. Yeah. There might be. But again, at the end of the day, it's
your dad's money. And you know, that's the fact of the matter.
And if he's a sound mind, he's able to make those decisions. Mm-hmm. And that stuff's hard to overturn if you can prove that he's a sound mind. And be happy for him. Those things work themselves out. They just do. So we wish you the best of luck. Hope you can get it figured out.
I mean, I could see if your dad kept saying, oh, I'm going to give everything to you. Or you know what I mean? But yeah, I never had any such conversation with my folks about any inheritance at all.
Yeah. It's so funny. After going through what I went through with my mom, who had nothing.
Yeah.
And I have decided for my two boys that you gripe about it, you're getting a buck each. And that's the end
of it. Right. I mean,
Because you're going to get what you're going to get. And yay for you. And I'm dead. So
I do remember. Yeah. Wait a minute. I kind of lied. I do remember having my mom was going to leave me her cat collection.
OK.
Not real cats, but all these figurines. I did not get that.
Who got, where are they?
My
at?
Niece has them.
All right.
But I didn't want them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We joked about it.
Yeah. So. It's one of those. I mean, you are appreciative.
What am I going to do with all those cat figurines?
Well, and you're appreciative for all the gaudiness of it. You're I'm good on that.
Yeah.
All right, Crystal did our best to solve it for you. What do you guys think? 547-KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know other people's problems. Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.